The truth is unpalatable, but the facts are stubborn.
Say that again, Dave.
So he's saying Sharia law came from the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's what it means, he says.
But there's nothing in the Ten Commandments about...
That's what I was there.
Banning women from everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's not said there.
So someone's twisted it. Somewhere along the way, it's been twisted.
Exactly.
Much to the detriment of everything.
Yeah, everywhere. Exactly. If you look at the original version which was written, you can always misinterpret the words, right? Like, for the thing is, like a comma which can do is, where the judge had written, hang him, comma, not leave him. The fellow who typed it as this way, hang him not, comma, leave him. What happened?
He got hung.
No.
Oh, he didn't get hung.
Yeah. When he says hang him, comma, not leave him, he was supposed to be hung. But he typed it as hang him not, comma, leave him.
What happened to the full stop?
It was not full stop, it was just a comma made a difference.
Oh, it was meant to be a full stop.
No. There meant to be a comma after hang him.
Hang on, let's just work this through. So hang him,
comma,
comma,
not leave him,
not leave him.
Yeah,
so that means hang him.
Yes,
right.
But what he typed as hang him not, comma,
hang him not,
comma,
leave him.
That's it.
Don't hang him.
Yeah, hang him not, leave him.
And so, what happened? Did he get hung or not?
No, he went scot-free. So that's what I'm saying, how in misinterpretation of a small mistake could have gigantic consequences.
I'm still not sure where the full stop comes into it, but...
There's no full stop. I'm talking about a comma.
Oh, okay. So it was a misplacement of a comma.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if a comma can have so much meaning, just imagine how words could be played with.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. When you do a translation from an original language, you have interpreters who are going to write it.
You have what?
So interpreters or translators, whatever it is.
Oh, interpreters.
And translators are going to translate it.
What's the difference between an interpreter and a translator?
Interpreter is one who usually explains things as they are or how they could be, according to his mindset. Translators want to translate something, it could be literally or implied, where the meaning comes into place.
That's a very good point. Translators are like precise and factual.
Yeah.
Whereas interpreters start tossing their own hoo-ha, their own opinion on things.
You can interpret it how you want.
Yeah. So, like, really, I'm a translator and you're an interpreter.
You can tell me something, but I could interpret it in a different way based on my tone.
Yeah. You're an interpreter.
Yeah, and how I, depending on my target audience, who they are.
Yeah.
Where I know exactly if I say it this way, I would be able to intimidate them or aggravate them. It's all on the person.
That's right. So you're an interpreter, I translate.
Yeah.
Who's our target audience, Dave?
It could be the public, whom you speak to, whom you want to impress, whom you want to deride. All these things are there, right?
Oh. Translation, eh? Lost in translation.
Yes, there's a lot of things that are lost in translation.
Yeah.
Because the person had written it, was written in a certain way, with a certain mindset in... while writing. But then when the person does a translation, he would do the literal translation, and which could be 100% of what the original writer had written, or it could be a different version of what is written.
When you really get into trouble is when you've got someone doing the translating,
yeah,
right? But then they start interpreting, throwing their own spin on top. That's
yes,
when
exactly.
You get into trouble. And that's what's happened with Sharia law.
Exactly.
Someone's got to be held responsible.
Into their own convenience and creates a movement.
What?
To be a leader, I need power. If I can convince 10 people, and the 10 people can convince another 100 people, I become the supreme leader.
I don't know if a leader does need power, Dave. I think there's more important things that a leader needs. Integrity.
How do you convince a gullible audience? By getting them on your side. Don't allow them to think.
What?
Treat them like sheep.
No! Don't suppress, embrace.
But that's what it's done.
You need integrity and set example and the people will follow.
No. I believe you should have money power, political power or muscle power to get your things done.
You're a dictator, Dave.
T Tell them to keep listening.
Why? We finished.
Tomorrow's episode, you numbskull.
Oh, yeah. Listen tomorrow and share and subscribe. 'Sorting Life'
can be heard on Apple, Google, and Spotify.
Really?
Yep.
Brilliant.